I'm Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to my podcast, The World of Sacred Healing, where we learn about and discuss the magic and the mystery of the spiritual life and the deep healing of the soul. Today we're going to talk about the electromagnetic field and how it influences the sacred anatomy and how it influences you in your daily life. So all around you, out about 2 to 4 feet from your physical body, and some people it's a little bigger, there's an electromagnetic energetic field. We already use it all the time in scientific measuring, such as EKGs and EEGs. We use our own electromagnetic fields to measure the power and the strength and the effectiveness of the heart and the brain. And that's where the biggest field emanates from. Actually, the biggest field emanates from the heart, but the second biggest one comes from the brain. And of course, each and every single cell emanates out a little electromagnetic field because in every single cell, there's a little electrical charge that happens to create energy. So we are made up of two kinds of energy, electromagnetic energy and subtle energy. Subtle energy does not come from the physicality, but the electromagnetic field does. So you know what else is in this field that's around us? The things that we think of as mine, our personality, our ego, sense of self, and really the emotional traumas that we need to hang on to because they're somehow important for our evolutionary development. So the electromagnetic field is a part of us that holds this egoic evolution. And the development of the ego, the development of the egoic self, is critically connected to how much energy your heart, brain, and cells generate, how healthy it is, how strong it is, and how well you're able to use your own energetic strength. So, you know, I think the easiest thing would be to call it a chi field, because it's really a field around us. It's a chi field around us. And your chi field is only for your use. It's actually not meant to push other people around or make other people do things or to fix other people. Your chi field is for your use. It's to help you have that extra burst of energy when you need to run away from the mountain lion or when you need to lift the car off the baby. So we all need to have a store of energy, a store of chi. And that's what happens in the electromagnetic field. It is your chi storage center. So your personality evolves as you develop as a human being, and it is influenced by a myriad of influences: family, environment, the old conversation of is it nurture or is it nature? Do you just inherit a personality or does it come from the environment? And the more that we have developed the ideas of ego and id, persona, personality, and all of the parts of the human makeup that are in this subtle definition of what you might think of as my psyche. But it's actually a soma psyche. So it's a physically based, somatically read psyche that lives in your electromagnetic field. And you can actually influence the positive effects of your own electromagnetic energy in your own electromagnetic field. You can influence them by having positive ideas, because positive beliefs and ideas stimulate more positive beliefs and ideas. So I would suggest, living in today's world, that you have one positive belief about yourself that you treasure. One positive belief. I'm really good at cooking. I'm a kind person. I know how to listen. One really positive statement. And then you begin to build on that. So take that idea. I'm a good listener, let's say, and take that into your electromagnetic field, the big one, which is your heart. So allow I'm a good person to simply radiate into your heart. Put your hands over your heart. I'm a good person. And feel that energy radiating out just a little from your physical body. Actually, feel the electromagnetic field around your hands charged with the statement, I'm a good person. And as it radiates out of your heart, that sense of yourself moves into your electromagnetic field and actually begins to influence your health and vitality. So it does matter what you say. It does matter what you think. And it does matter in the world how you hold yourself and the steps that you take to let yourself know that you're valuable, good, strong, capable, and that you're filled with love. So put your hands over your heart and say, I'm a good person, or any other statement you'd like to make about yourself. And let that statement radiate out of your heart into your hands, opening your arms. Let that energy move into your electromagnetic field, swirling all around you, influencing the health, vitality, and wellness of not just your electromagnetic field, but you know what? Your physical body too. Thank you so much for joining me. I've loved spending time with you. Please don't forget to leave a review. Visit us at yoursacredanatomy.com.